Do you have everything?
I think so. I have my passport, my ticket, and my suitcase.
Then you can go check in. Which airline are you on?
I'm on American Airlines. I see the check-in counter over there.
Uh-oh. There's a really long line at the check-in counter.
That's okay. We got here in plenty of time. I'm glad.
Are you ready to go through security?
Yes, I have my boarding pass and my passport.
The line at security may be long too.
That's okay. I still have an hour before I board my flight.
Which gate does your flight leave from?
It leaves from A6. After security, I'll go there and wait for my flight.
Okay, have a good trip.
You're going on a trip. Your first stop is the airport. You should arrive at the airport at least 2 hours before your flight. First, go to your airline's counter and check in. You can get your boarding pass and check your suitcases there. The person at the counter will also look at your passport. Next, you must pass through security. After that, you can walk to the gate and wait to board your flight. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and I'm so happy we can learn and practice together today.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. You've arrived for a great lesson today. Today's topic is travel.
And our title is At the Airport. Well, today will be a very useful lesson. We all like to travel, right? And, well, even if we don't get to go somewhere, it is still a lot of fun to talk about it.
Yes, I love going on trips. A trip is when you go somewhere for a short time and then come back.
Oh, for example, I took a trip to the mountains this week.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I took a trip to Paris, France.
Oh, wait, really?
No. I wish. Okay, so what is the first step to traveling? Oh, yes, I know. Going to the airport.
But you actually start a lot earlier than that. You have to buy your tickets. Make sure you have everything packed in your suitcase.
That's right. There's a lot to remember. Good thing we will talk about these things today. This will help you plan a trip.
Well, what do you pack in your suitcase? What things do you need to put in there?
Well, of clothes, of course, and you should check what the weather is like where you're going.
That's true. Maybe it's cold where you live, but warm where you're going. So you need to remember that, of course.
And don't forget your passport or your driver's license. Those things are very important.
Yes, yes, Pauline. I know you need to remember those more than most people. Well, anyway, let's learn our key words. Here's our teacher, Jack, to help us.
Hello, Matt 要出国去了。 James 问他是搭哪一家航空公司的飞机? Which airline are you on? 名词 airline 就是航空公司。 搭飞机首先要 check in 报到。 You need to go to the check-in counter first. 名词 counter 就是柜台。 报到完毕后要通过安全检查。 You must pass through security. 介系词 through 就是通过。 然后就可以到你的登机门去了。 Matt 的登机门是 A6。 His gate number is A6. 名词 gate 就是登机门。 找到登机门之后就可以等着上飞机了。 You can wait to board your flight there. 动词 board 就是登机, 登船的这个动作。
Do you have everything?
I think so. I have my passport, my ticket, and my suitcase.
Then you can go check in. Which airline are you on?
I'm on American Airlines. I see the check-in counter over there.
Uh-oh, there's a really long line at the check-in counter.
That's okay. We got here in plenty of time. I'm glad.
Okay, clipboard. Have my notes. Hair's looking good. Got a cool shirt on. Okay, Pauline is here. Yeah, we're wearing the same color. Check.
Peter?
Oh, I'm just making sure I have everything, you know, for the show.
Okay, well, do you have everything?
Yes, we do have everything. We may begin.
Thanks, Peter. Okay, well, James starts out with this question. Do you have everything?
You need to make sure you have everything before you leave for the airport. You don't want to forget anything. So what are some things Matt needs?
Matt needs his passport, his tickets, and his suitcase.
You need a passport to leave a country and get into another country. This tells people who you are and where you came from. This is very important. You cannot leave without a passport.
Of course, you also need a ticket and your suitcase. The ticket is what says you have paid to go on the flight or take the train, however you are traveling. And suitcases will carry all your clothes and everything you need for the trip.
So before you get to the airport, you want to know what airline you are flying. The airline is the company that you bought your ticket from.
Yes, because you need to know which terminal to go to. The terminal is where you check in for your flight and check your bags.
Bags?
Oh, I mean suitcase, but we use the word bags for all your luggage. I mean suitcases.
Pauline, suitcase, bag, luggage?
Okay, let me try that again. When we are talking about your suitcases and everything in general, we say your bags or your luggage. You will hear these words when you check in.
Yes, you will. So, do you have everything?
I don't know. Wait, I'm not traveling, Peter.
Pauline, do you have everything? That's today's
calendar phrase.
Do you have everything?
Do you have everything?
你每样东西都带了吗?
So, do you have everything?
I have my passport.
Do you have everything?
I have my ticket.
Do you have everything?
I have my suitcase.
Okay, call me when you get there.
But...I don't have my cell phone.
So you don't have everything.
Oh no.
Do you have everything?
Do you have everything?
你每样东西都带了吗?
All right, so let's get back to Matt. Which airline is he taking?
He is on American Airlines.
So he will go to the check-in counter for American Airlines. A counter is the desk where you go to check in.
We use front desks or counters a lot like this, but it looks like there is a problem.
Yes, there is a long line at the check-in counter. They will be waiting for a long time.
I hope they have time.Did they leave early enough?
Yes, I think so. Matt says that they got there in plenty of time.
And we have plenty of time to go to Jack for a short lesson. Let's listen in.
搭机报到的柜台前排队的人很多，但是 Matt 说，没关系，我们找到了，时间绰绰有余。 We got here in plenty of time.我们看看 in plenty of time 是什么意思。我们之前学过片语 in time 是及时的意思，表示在规定或是预定的时间内完成动作。我们说 They were just in time for the meeting， 他们及时赶上会议。或者 I finished my work in time， 我及时完成我的工作。今天 Matt 说的是 in plenty of time plenty 有大量充足的意思，所以呢 in plenty of time 表示不但及时完成，而且离最后期限还有很充裕的时间。我们可以说 He was there in plenty of time for the interview， 或者 We will be there in plenty of time。
Well, friends, we will have plenty of time to learn more about checking in at the airport after this short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends.So when you travel, you will use this phrase check in a lot. Where is another place we might check in?
Okay, well, we talked about the airport, but you also check in at hotels. When you get to the hotel, you go to the front desk and tell them, I am here, I have a reservation. And then they check you in to the hotel.
Well, friends, let's also check in.It's a different phrase, but don't worry about it. Let's check in with our friends for Conversation B.
Are you ready to go through security?
Yes, I have my boarding pass and my passport.
The line at security may be long, too.
That's okay. I still have an hour before I board my flight.
Which gate does your flight leave from?
It leaves from A6. After security...I'll go there and wait for my flight.
Okay. Have a good trip.
All right. So Matt went to the American Airlines check-in counter and checked his suitcase. He has his ticket and his passport.
That line was really long, but that's okay. They got there in plenty of time.
All right. So now what?He has checked in. What is the next thing he needs to do?
He is ready to go through security. Yes, you must go through security.
This is another line that you will have to wait in. But let's practice a few sentences using this word through.
Okay, well, I walk through the door to come into the room.
Oh, my favorite fairy tale is Little Red Riding Hood.Little Red Riding Hood walked through the forest to get to her grandmother's house.
Very good. So, if Matt is going to go through security, he should check the time. The line at security may be too long.
It's okay. He still has an hour before he boards his flight.
And we still have time to go to Jack for a short lesson. Hi, Jack.
Matt 说离登机还有一个小时 I still have an hour before I board my flight 动词 board 在这里指登机这个动作其实不论是上车上船上火车上飞机都是用 board 比如 We will board the train at 8:30 我们将会在八点半上火车或者He boarded the plane for Seattle. 他登上飞机前往西雅图。另外 board 也可以当名词。常见的片语是 on board, 也是上船上飞机的意思。如果你说 Simon is not on board yet, 就表示 Simon 还没有上船。还有 on board 也可以抽象的表达加入成为团队的一员。如果有新人加入你的公司，你就可以欢迎他说 Welcome on board. 这些都是 board 这个字常见的用法。
So Matt will go through security, but then he will have to find his gate. So which gate does his flight leave from?
It leaves from A6. Let's look at what he says. After security...I'll go there and I'll wait for my flight. This is a good sentence pattern to practice. After I do something, I'll do something.
After I brush my teeth, I'll go to bed.
After I get home, I'll make dinner.
Friends, can you try to make a sentence like this?
Well, we have been using the word flight. This is a noun. The plane flies, but you take a flight.
One word I want to make sure we talk about is board. When we get on the plane, we board the plane. You board a plane, you can also board a boat.
And if you forget this word, just use this phrase, get on. I get on the plane.
And remember, you board your flight at the gate. Matt's gate is A6.
We talked about the word ticket earlier, but what about this word boarding pass? What is that?
Well, it's very similar to a ticket. Basically, it's a special kind of ticket you bring to the gate, and it shows, yes, you can get on this plane. You can board the plane.
Right. We see that word again, to board a plane or board a boat. This is your pass or ticket to get on the plane.
Well, friends, we haven't only learned some great words for travel. We also learned a very important travel lesson. If you are going on a trip and you need to go to the airport, make sure to go early. Sometimes those lines are very long and you have to wait for a long time.
Yes, that's a very good point. Well, we learned some good lessons and we learned some good words. Let's review them now.
Here's your first keyword for today. Airline. Airline. This airline flies to many countries.
Counter. Counter. Put your books on the counter.
Through. Through. Walk through the kitchen to the back.
Gate. Gate. My flight leaves from gate N7.
Board. Board. It's time to board the plane. Okay, friends, these are some really useful words for travel, so keep practicing them. Now let's review that lesson one more time together.
Do you have everything?
I think so. I have my passport, my ticket, and my suitcase.
Then you can go check in. Which airline are you on?
I'm on American Airlines. I see the check-in counter over there.
Uh-oh, there's a really long line at the check-in counter.
That's okay. We got here in plenty of time. I'm glad.
Are you ready to go through security?
Yes, I have my boarding pass and my passport.
The line at security may be long, too.
That's okay. I still have an hour before I board my flight.
Which gate does your flight leave from?
It leaves from A6. After security, I'll go there and wait for my flight.
Okay. Have a good trip.
Yay! I'm going on a trip.
That's great, Ginger. Remember, your first stop is the airport.
The airport?
Yes. Arrive at least 2 hours ahead of time.
2 hours?
Yes. First, go to the counter and check in.
Check in?
Yes. The person at the counter will look at your passport.
Look at my passport.
Mm-hmm. Then, get your boarding pass and check your suitcase.
Get my boarding pass? Check my suitcase?
Of course. Then, pass through security.
Ah, security!
Right. Then walk to the gate and wait to board the flight.
Wow, taking a flight isn't easy.
Nope, it's not.
That's why I'm taking the train.
Wait, what? The train? Why didn't you say so?
Why didn't you ask?
Gracie, it's time to wake up.
Oh, Dad, not yet.
It's time to rise and shine. You need to get ready for school.
Dad.
Come on, you're going to be late.
I still have 10 minutes before I need to wake up.
Who said that?
Oh, Super Sentence Man.
Yes?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh. It's too early for this.
I am Super Sentence Man, and it's never too early for a super sentence. The super sentence for today is, I still have some time before I do something. You just said I still have 10 minutes before I need to wake up.
I know I did. I wish I didn't.
Well, before I leave, do you want to give me a super sentence in another way?
Sure. I still have 2 weeks before my business trip.
I still have 2 weeks before my business trip. Great. Do you have another one?
I just want to sleep.
No. That wasn't a super sentence.
I still have 8 minutes before I have to wake up.
Now that's a super sentence. Even though it's a lot like her first. It's still super. Remember, say it with me. A super sentence every day will make your English great. Okay, now you can go back to sleep.
No, I can't.
Now you're so awake that you can't go back to sleep. Thanks, Super Sentence Man. Come on, Gracie. Let's go. Breakfast is on the table.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Well, friends, thanks for learning with us today. We have learned some great travel words. Let me just add two more, okay? Departure and arrival.
Oh, okay. These are important words, especially at the airport. Depart or departure. This is when a plane leaves. So it's like a special word for leave. When does your plane depart? When does your plane leave?
Right. And you arrive, you get to a different place. That's your arrival place. So just know those words the next time you are traveling. You'll probably hear them or see them. Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. We hope you'll come back tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.